I become troubled by questions. Who was I? Why did an omnipotent God cause such grief? Whatever the reason, the tortoise of Hindu legend that floated in space smiled, brim hat cocked back on his head, and offered his unvarnished assessment. It had nothing to do with good or bad, he explained. It was this desire of his to obliterate the past. That's all? I asked him. He glanced down, surprised by the question. Yes, that's all. For the first time in many years, he said, I was filled with hope and the potential for unblinking cruelty. Gosh, I felt like such an adult, he said. We took a jug full of water and sat down near the crocodile pond. Him in baggy pants and a starched undershirt, sipping whiskey and cleaning his teeth with the cellophane from his cigarette pack, both more and less than a man. How could America send men into space? He said, pointing upward. Where fear and lack of imagination choke your dreams, men prone, in the end, to disappointment. He turned to me and said, it was a particular brand of arrogance. Just a matter of time, and the worlds that they thought they'd left behind reclaimed each of them. Each man finally forced to withdraw and quickly burn out, tumbling against hard earth. I'd asked them once what motivated them to do what they did, he said. They told me, we don't know yet. Stupid motherfuckers. We fell silent, and I watched him out of the corner of my eye.